Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages within my audience, today we are going to be talking about the latest updates to the so-called Bite Karen story, which of course is another Karen hoax that has been perpetuated by the media, and specifically we're going to touch on some of the people who might not only be vulnerable to defamation lawsuits, but have decided to delete their videos to try to cover their tracks and issue horrible retractions because none of these people can actually take accountability for their actions. And of course, we're going to touch on the Rashad Ritchie indisputable retraction because it's horrible in every possible way. It shows his complete and utter weakness and lack of character. And I think since we started this story there, we should actually bring it full circle in the trilogy of videos and touch back on where we began. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you to everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join. I really appreciate your support, and you guys get early access to the secret video page, which gives you my videos before they're released out to the general population. Really appreciate it. Yes, stellar.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
Also, my podcast listeners on Apple, on Spotify, and on Google Podcasts, which is the new one that I fought for almost a year to get on. I really appreciate you subscribing over there. But whatever, that's not important. Let's get into the video.
A few days ago, after a video went viral of a worker in a healthcare system was back and forth, going back and forth with a young black male about a bike. We reported on it. There is an update. Now, I want to provide proper context to this update. Let me remind you of the video. Here it is.
So you can already tell Rashad Ritchie, the person that some of you have labeled in my audience, which I totally disavow, the non-white version of Sean King, is giving us a little bit weaker energy in comparison to his previous video. And if you'll remember, one of the reasons why this energy might be a little bit lower is because Rashad in that previous video stated in the affirmative that this so-called Karen did, at 6 months pregnant, after a 12-hour shift, walk up to 5 black men and attempt to steal a bike from them. So he said, without saying it was alleged or anything like that, that this woman committed a crime.
Because that bolsters her argument to do what she's attempting to do, which is theft under any other circumstance. We will call this attempted theft if the black male went up to the white female who paid for her opportunity to utilize the device and he decided to grab it and try to take it. We will call that clearly attempted theft. So let's call it as it is.
Now, as Nate the Lawyer broke down in this amazing video where he talks about defamation in these circumstances, this is what makes Rashad Ritchie extremely vulnerable to a suit of this type. So that is why Rashad looks like a scared, frightened little girl throughout the whole course of this video, because now his lies are actually going to negatively impact him financially.
The hospital released a statement. They did put her on leave. The video was viewed more than 35 million times. The attorney is now saying the entire narrative was taken out of context. Let me provide to you the update and I will opine as well. So there's a new twist.
So I just want to point out, and this is something I highlighted in my previous videos, that all of these lefties are practicing what I like to call strategic skepticism. No matter how absurd a claim is from their side, they treat it as absolute fact. That's why in the previous video, she was labeled a pregnant thug. You had the mayor of Edinburgh, North Carolina, who's one of the worst mayors in this country, and will probably do a whole separate video based on him in the future, saying that she was not only guilty of the crime of trying to steal the bike from this person. By the way, Mayor of Edinburgh, definitely a good target for a defamation lawsuit. But he also said that she committed a crime of assaulting her own unborn baby by not trying to be robbed by these black dudes. So it was absolute insanity throughout that segment, yet without any facts or anything like that, they just assumed all their nonsense was definitely 100% true.
I think these black young men, specifically the one whose credit card was used to pull this bike out of the system, was attacked by a pregnant thug. Let's just call it what it is. Had this been reversed, everybody would have been up in uproar about how these black men have no care for life or people's rights or people's property. Yeah, this is what happens when white women cry help, even when they don't deserve it. The exploitation of the word help in this case is unbelievable. The fake tears on the man is unbelievable. She should be tried for endangering her fetus, her unborn fetus. She put that child in danger. Because had that young man reacted in a different way when she pushed him for something that he's already used his resources to pay for, it would have been a whole different situation. So she right. should be liable, not just for battery on him, but the attempted battery that she could have caused that fetus.
Now Rashad, all of a sudden, is very skeptical. He's like, well, there's updates, and now he remembers what the word allegedly means, because as this story is breaking down, it's looking like the five black men that surrounded this woman after she paid for her bike might have actually done something potentially criminal. Now, to be clear, the police were never called. They're not involved. The woman does not want to press criminal charges against her attackers in this instance. So it's going to remain alleged criminals from now till the end of time, because it doesn't appear that anybody is looking to prosecute them for anything. But that being said, obviously you're looking at what's happening and you could see who's in the wrong.
The hospital released a statement. They did put her on leave. The video was viewed more than 35 million times.
Now, also something that I noticed about the passive language from Rashad Ritchie is he talks about how she was put on leave at her job. Like, you know, this is just something that happened. The job just put her on leave, as if Rashad Ritchie didn't specifically dox her place of employment. They didn't specifically in that segment say that she should be fired. And Rashad took it a step further where he put the CEO's face on the screen and said that his audience should go contact that person and get her fired. So he antagonized members of his audience. They reacted to his racial grifting and they targeted her for being fired.
I have a full background on this Karen. The Karenicity is unbelievable. Put up the picture. We got her name, where she works. Boss.
So when he says they put her on leave, what he actually should be saying is that based on the lies and propaganda spit out by people like him and him specifically targeting her place of employment, doxing this woman, they then, due to the pressure, ended up putting her on leave because of that.
Put up the CEO. His name is William Hicks. Now, Mr. Hicks, I want to say this to you directly, sir. I'm sure somebody on your staff will get this to you. We already have massive inequities as it relates to black mothers birthing children. We already have that. When employees like this are exposed and they work at a hospital that specializes in neonatal care, you can understand how we're starting to connect dots, correct, Mr. CEO? It's time to nip this in the bud, sir, and I recommend you do it quickly.
I mean, Rashad essentially made the argument that not firing this woman was proof that they're racist against black pregnant women, because remember, she worked at the neonatal center, and thus they would likely kill those black pregnant women due to the fact that they're aligned with the non-existent racism that this woman didn't actually express, but he was imagining to be there.
Should we say, in the viral city bike confrontation that saw a New York City healthcare worker get into a heated argument with a group of young black men. Her lawyer said she did, in fact, pay for the bike and has the receipts to prove it. The 90-second clip, which has been viewed more than 35 million times.
So Rashad reads way too slow for my liking, so I'm just going to give you the long and short of it, and you could go watch the full video if you want to see him painfully read three paragraphs over the course of 1.5 minutes. Comrie hired an attorney, an employment attorney, due to the fact that people like Rashad Ritchie doxed her and demanded that she be fired for the crime that at best would have been arguing with a black person and potentially being in the wrong in that argument. There was never any chance she was stealing the bike. Let's be clear about that. That attorney, Marino, ends up contacting members of the media. He shows them unredacted receipts that show that she rented the bike. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy whack jobs on the internet that are still clinging to the narrative that a 6-month pregnant woman walked up to a group of 5 black men and intended to rob them of a rentable bike. However, these receipts show 100% that that is not the case, that she actually got the bike. And you can actually see, as we talked about, that the 7-digit serial number on the bike that she purchased, according to the receipt, matches the one that they're fighting over. So it is indisputable. Get what I did there? Because Rayshard Ritchie's show is called Indisputable with Rayshard Ritchie, that she did, in fact, rent the bike. Now, they redacted portions of it, which is what the nut job conspiracy theorists are going on about in the media, because she drove one of the bike stations to her home, the station near her home, and she doesn't want to further let people know where she lives and how she commutes to work. And they redacted a time because, again, she doesn't want people who are threatening and attacking her, based on people like Rayshard Ritchie sending them over to her, to know the time that she gets off of work. But if you read the articles, NBC News, Business Insider, The New York Post have all seen the unredacted receipts. And again, the serial number and the date match is sufficient to prove her case.
So let me contextualize this properly, okay? Naturally, we reported on a viral video as the facts were presented at that time. By the time we reported on this video, well, there was no actual statement yet from the other side.
So I just want to point out really quickly that Rayshard Ritchie right here is lying. He did not report based on the facts as they were presented at that time. He ran with a narrative that had a 0% chance of being true. Now, this is one of the most troubling things about this whole story, because this woman was 6 months pregnant. She just got off a 12-hour shift. She's wearing scrubs. She works at a neonatal center, so she literally works with pregnant women. And you could not have a person who obviously did not commit the crime that Rayshard Ritchie claimed 100% that she did in the previous video, and yet her life was still ruined. And yet NBC News still went to her house and told her neighbors that she was an evil white racist, making her home unlivable. You could not have had an instance where this was less possible to be true, and yet it still cost this woman potentially her job and her livelihood. And but for the receipt, this woman would probably have nothing to cling on to. So there was no chance ever that she was going to go up to a group of 5 black men and rob them for an e-bike. It has never happened in the history of this country, never happened in the history of this world. This was worst case scenario. She was wrong about the bike that she chose, and they got into an argument. And an argument, even if it is with a white person arguing with a black person, is not worthy of national news. So when Rayshard says he reported on the facts, again, he assumed made up nonsense that had a 0% chance of being true, was 100% true and confirmed, and that is how he defamed this woman, who, again, obviously was not trying to rob them. No chance at all whatsoever, not possible. It was not remotely likely, never happened in the history of ever, and I don't think I can say it any more clearly than that.
The hospital had a statement at that time, and they were troubled by what they saw as well. So were we.
Rayshard, they were troubled because people like you were trying to get this woman fired. They were troubled because people like you were doxing her and then releasing the information about the higher ups at the company. You put the CEO's face on the page, and you basically threw out this ultimatum that if she didn't get fired, that meant that the hospital was in favor of killing black pregnant women. Therefore, they were full of evil white racists. So what did you expect them to do? So cut out the neutral language, because they did exactly what you wanted them to do. They put her on administrative leave, which was the first step to them firing her.
Now, if this is true, which confirmation is still pending, still trying to find the individuals who are part of this narrative on the other side, if it is true, it does prove, in my opinion, that Ms. Comrie had a good faith belief that she, in fact, had a right to the bike.
Oh, thank you, Rayshard. Thank you for pointing out the obvious. That was 100% true from the beginning, no matter what your take was on the original video, because spoiler alert, 6 month pregnant physician's assistants that make about $130,000 to $160,000 a year do not walk up to groups of five black teenagers or teenagers of any stripe that are male and try to steal their rentable e-bike. It's never happened in the history of ever. So thank you, Rashad, for catching up to where everybody should have been day one. That doesn't change the fact that you said in the affirmative that she did in fact steal the bike, not even that it was alleged. You said it was the 100% confirmed. So yeah, nonsense all the way around from you.
But that doesn't mean the young man did not. It doesn't mean they did not have a good faith belief that the bike was not hers. That part of the story is important too.
So it's interesting what just happened right there, because in the original report, Rashad Ritchie said in the affirmative that this 6 month pregnant healthcare worker after a 12 hour shift not only was stealing the bike in the affirmative, he had the mayor that was with him say not only was she endangering the welfare of her unborn child and actually assaulted her unborn child by being assaulted.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
By these people, but also her calling for help was actually her summoning the white supremacist police in order to kill these black men due to the fact that she was an evil white racist. But now, all of a sudden, once she has evidence on her side, something that Rashad never had on his side at any point, it's like, you know, well, these kids probably had a good faith. Just because I said she was 100% guilty without any proof, and now she has proof, doesn't mean I'm even going to suggest that these guys might be potentially guilty. Even though we've seen breakdown after breakdown of how they shoved the bike back in the rack and they tried to take it from her because they wanted the bike. There's also a bunch of different city bike scams that potentially could have been involved here. And of course, there is the prospect that they were trying to generate a viral video just like this one, but this got way more attention than they were expecting. So we have all these different possibilities for what went down in this scenario, but make no mistake about it, it is far more likely that they were acting in bad faith than it ever was that this so-called bike Karen was doing so. On top of that, you hear the language that they're hurling at her. They're calling her stupid. They're swearing at her. They're saying that her baby's going to come out developmentally disabled. Now, you might not be hearing all that in the clips that are played on channels like Indisputable or the redacted clips that I play, but go find the full video on Twitter. They're vicious and nasty to this woman, constantly swearing at her, and they're actually aided by the fact that all of these videos need to be cut for TV and all these other things, so you don't actually hear how nasty they actually are. On top of that, I pointed this out previously, and I will point it out again, his hand is covering the QR code. So obviously, he knew that she initially scanned it. Whether or not they re-racked it and he was able to scan it for himself is neither here nor there. But he's blocking her from trying to do it again, even though she initially had this bike. On top of that, I just want to point out that it was suggested by somebody that they re-rack the bike and turn it over to him. By the way, Rashad Ritchie called that guy an evil white racist.
There's more. The white male who responded, I don't think he believes the woman is telling the truth. He doesn't care. He needs them. He wants them to reset so that Karen can get her way. Oh, it's a new day.
For suggesting that they just reset it so it's not in any dispute on whether or not somebody's losing the account. And the reason he did that is because this guy refused to do so. He said he's not going to reset it, which is awfully suspicious.
That's fine. You pulled it out.
This is my bike. It's on my account. Yes, please move.
All right, so why don't we reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his. It's his. It's his.
Reset it. I'm pulling it out on your account.
You're active.
So we have every single indicator that shows that this group of kids was acting in bad faith, but Rashad doesn't even want to talk about that. He says, they probably still were acting in good faith, but I'll say that this woman who totally proved her case beyond any shadow of a doubt, maybe she was acting in good faith. I mean, she proved by the facts that she was 100% in the right, but I'll say it's equal. They were both kind of, acting in good faith. No big deal.
Yelling, help me, help me. when there's a conflict over a bicycle in the middle of the street and there's a young black male next to you, that could be a very dangerous situation.
Also very notable right here is the fact that Rashad Ritchie just transformed the five black males into one black male. Because honestly, if you say, look, if she was just arguing with the black teenager, it doesn't seem like it's all that dramatic, even though this is ridiculous and absurd. She thought she was being robbed by a group of five black males. Obviously, she's not going to karate chop them all to death while she's 6 months pregnant in order to defend herself. What she has to do is call for help. This is what we would tell any woman to do in this scenario. But now Rashad's like, you know, this could actually be a dangerous situation for a young black man, even though there is no instance ever of a white woman yelling for help when the situation was not justified and white supremacist police parachuting from the sky to kill the innocent angel unarmed black men. So the situation has never happened. The danger that he speaks of is mythological in that it doesn't exist. It's like the boogeyman. So he's not making any sense. But again, he's still trying to assign blame to her. She rented the bike. These guys approached her. They're physically assaulting her. And he's like, you know, it's real dangerous for her to call for help when she's in danger. And there's a crowd of people that are attacking her and potentially trying to rob her. She should just take the robbery. She should just deserve the robbery. She's 6 months pregnant, 36 years old, off of a 12-hour shift. You know what? Suck it up and obey your new overlords, which are the black teenagers that are trying to take an e-bike from you and filming you and swearing at you. Don't feel threatened at all. Don't do any threat assessment.
That could be a very dangerous situation for something that's basically a civil dispute.
Rashad, I don't know who told you that this was a civil dispute, but they're dead wrong. It is not a civil dispute at this point in time. Maybe you're going to be dealing with a civil dispute because you defamed this woman because you're a racist and you hate white people. But no, if you're trying to rob somebody, that is a criminal dispute. If you are assaulting somebody, that is a, again, potentially criminal dispute because no charges were pressed, but it's not a civil dispute.
So while I will absolutely continue to update the story as the facts prevail, I will say there's a wisdom to being civil in all cases.
There's a wisdom to being civil in all cases. Again, no criticism at all for the total lack of civility from the people who were swearing at her, calling her stupid, attacking her, grabbing the bike, physically trying to wrench it away from her, or any of those things. All the criticism is for her calling for help. She asked for help and he's like, that's not very civil. What you should do is just, you know, be assaulted. And because I don't know if you know this, but those five black teenagers, when I need to make them victims, transform into one little baby. And you were just assaulting a baby. Basically, it was like your fetus size baby versus you.
To those who have been, let's say, threatening to this young lady, I would never condone that under no circumstance. At all. Physical violence is not your answer.
Let's be clear about this. Rashad Ritchie 100% undeniably definitely supported this. That's the reason why he ran to the airways with this narrative. That's the reason why he was so excited to be able to tell you that he had her full name. That's the reason why he was so excited to tell you where she worked, what her boss's name was, and all that, because he wanted to inflict pain on this woman. That is 100% fact. You think he doesn't know that if he accuses a white woman of trying to murder black people in order to steal a bike from them, that people in his audience are going to get a little bit mad? You think that he doesn't know that if he asserts in the affirmative 100% things that are definitely not even possible, that there isn't some members of his audience that are going to go crazy and attack this woman? He 100% knew he didn't care. The only reason he cares is because he stated that she committed actual crimes. There's a reason why actual people in the news media will say allegedly he didn't do that, and now he knows that that is a completely destroyed fact, so he is vulnerable to a defamation lawsuit. He didn't give a damn about this woman or her unborn child. He's still covering for the other guys. Nowhere in this video did he say, I'm sorry for getting this story wrong. He just said, oh, it's ambiguous, blah, 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 blah. It appears maybe she could be telling her the truth, and okay, I guess I believe she has a good faith belief or whatever. But sort of the kids, sort of the babies, sort of the fetus-sized children that she was about to kill by calling for help in this instance that we've never seen happen in the history of ever.
To the young men who are involved in this now very national narrative, according to the last report, They cannot be identified. Naturally, we know somebody knows who they are, and they know who they are. If you feel as if it is necessary in order to place your side on the table, and you are authentic about your belief that this was your bike, speak up.
So right there, the reason why Rashad is begging for these guys to come forward is because he needs this to be a contestable narrative in the public in order to avoid defamation. If these guys come out and say, no, she did steal from us, then they can actually run with the fact that Rashad wasn't out of bounds, because right now it appears he stated a fact of criminality about a private citizen in public that is easily disprovable, and that's why he's vulnerable to a defamation lawsuit. Again, check out Nate the Lawyer's video where he covers this and breaks this down.
You know, this is a story that's near and dear to me as a native New Yorker. I try to tell people that there's a level of discernment that kind of comes with being a New Yorker, right? You are interacting and dealing with so many people every single day. You need to learn who's who and what's what.
So they bring this like other schmuck on who has nothing to do with this segment. Again, notice that Rashad Ritchie didn't say, I'm sorry for lying, I'm sorry for misleading, I made a mistake, I retract my statement. Again, no honor. And this guy starts talking about discernment and how as a native New Yorker, you need to have discernment. But this guy and Rashad Ritchie don't have the discernment to realize that a 6-month pregnant woman has never in the history of ever robbed 5 black teenagers, all of them that are twice her size, for an e-bike. It's never happened, but he's like, you know, you need some discernment in these situations. And, you know, I pride myself on having that discernment that allowed me to get this case completely wrong.
I think that's why there was such a viral nature of the Jordan Neely situation on the train, where that young man was killed for basically no reason.
Yeah, the word basically right there doing a lot of heavy lifting, because he was not killed for no reason. He was threatening people on the train. This is another race hoax. Also very interesting, the reason why I got the attention is because people literally cropped out the black and Hispanic person that were helping restrain Neely, thus making it a black-white issue. So you pivot to another race hoax because you can't do a segment about how you lied about a white person without lying about another white person.
Most New Yorkers can understand when somebody poses an actual threat and somebody who's just being loud. This lady, you know, being in the middle of the street, a crowded street, and saying, oh my God, help me. Nobody's falling for that. You know what I mean? For the most part, nobody's falling for that.
Yeah, that's right. In their so-called retraction, in their so-called apology for lying about this woman, accusing her of criminality, it closes with this absolute dunce talking about discernment, talking about how as a New Yorker, you need to have levels of discernment, saying, oh, nobody's falling for that. That woman's still a liar. Let's make it clear. We're never going to stop lying about white people, even if it's a pregnant white woman that we're accusing of robbing 5 black teenagers of a rentable bike. Even if she has receipts to prove that she was 100% in the right, we're going to say, oh, we're not buying that. She's still a liar. She's still an evil white racist. She's still disgusting. Don't ever call for help. Just let yourself be attacked.
So I'm glad everybody was able to get out of this unscathed, because yes, there is a certain level of, you know, this could escalate quite quickly. But I think most New Yorkers take a pride in understanding the difference between your physical safety being at risk and, yeah, you know, people disputing over a goddamn city bike.
Yeah, her physical safety was at risk. They were assaulting her. There's 5 against 1. She's a woman. She's pregnant. 100% people who are native New Yorkers, people who have lived here for a long time, like myself, have the discernment to realize that. You are absolutely willfully blind if you think we have an epidemic of pregnant white women who make $130,000 to $160,000 a year as physician's assistant robbing black teenagers of their rentable bikes. It's insane. It's absurd. The fact that you would close this out with that utter nonsense just shows how shameful and disgusting you are. And honestly, I don't know what to say other than you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I just said shame like 6 times in a sentence. That's how bad you are.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody, hell, if I was walking by, my first inclination would have been, is she getting robbed? What's going on? Right? That would have been my first thought. What's happening over here?
So what's amazing about that last statement is Rashad said the first logical thing humanly possible, which is when you hear a woman calling for help surrounded by five teenage males, you likely would think that she was being robbed, especially with her hands all over the bike. Now, he completely disagreed and basically crapped on what this other guy said because he was like, oh, we would have the discernment to know that that's not danger, proving the point that you can, even if you're as big a failure as Rashad Ritchie, always be the tallest midget in a certain scenario if you just bring on somebody who's a little bit dumber than you. So this guy laughs at that, not realizing that Rashad said, yeah, it looks like a robbery. He let the cat out of the bag right there, that it looks like she was being robbed, which is how it always looked from the jump. And finally, he admits it at the end of the video. Now look, I still hope they get sued. Rashad Ritchie doxed this woman. He sent an angry mob after this woman. That video got 400,000 views plus before it was taken down. And he has not issued a proper apology. He should be deposed. I would love to watch the footage of him being deposed. I want to see them get the whole Fox News treatment where I see all the text messages and all that, because you know there's going to be infinitely more racist crap in their messages than anything from any Fox News host. But again, those are just my thoughts. I want to know your thoughts. Let me know them down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on all my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about Rashad Ritchie's horrible retraction. Till next time.